And Father, we thank you for this opportunity this morning. And we thank Brother Mike for coming and filling in for us. Be with us as we go through this service and everything we do. Be in accordance with thy will. In the name of Jesus Christ we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Birthdays.
Me.
Oh.
I don't think they want this.
Okay, happy birthday.
Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday to you. Happy birthday, God bless you. Happy birthday to you.
Okay, announcements.
I'm going to take up just a minute or two to make a few announcements. First of all, I want to update you on Brother Lee again. Last Tuesday, Brother Lee had an excellent day. When we went in to see him, he was before sitting up in the bed. He had his glasses on. He had been some shave, not complete shave, but he trimmed up. And he was talking. We had missed during the day that he was trying to write a note. So he was, his hands and everything was working good. And I thought, it's a miracle. The next day, he went back down. He was moved to hospice care at Good Sam and Wednesday. Since he's been there, before he went there, they removed that tube out of his nose. And right after that is when he started doing it. So he had no tube in his nose, pumping his stomach, and all IVs was off. So he was doing good. Then he had to slid backwards and went to hospice care at Good Sam. Since then, he has continually went down here. Yesterday, we sat with him about 3 hours, just after him sharing that. And he never moved from any. They was giving him pain medicine every 5-6 hours. Then they upped that, and now they're giving it to him every 4 hours. So, just from not having any pain. So we don't get pain, and don't storm it, and get more. They're giving it to him now, so we don't get that. But anyway, I talked to Andy this morning. He's resting, but no communication whatsoever. So who knows what's going to happen next, but it's not good. But anyway, y'all just keep praying for him. Maybe he'll have another recovery, hopefully. But anyway, that's the story on that. If anybody's got any questions, I'll be able to try to answer them at the church. If you want to ask anything, I'll try to tell you something. Another thing we wanted to talk about a little bit was Brother Lee always had a prayer list that he made himself and he distributed every Sunday. So tomorrow, or Tuesday, will be 5 weeks since he's been in the hospital. Mm-hmm. So of course we haven't had a prayer list. So Daniel Marshall has agreed to try to take that over and try to make it something. So if you all would, if you've got anything you'd like to have on, you can get Daniel Marshall. And it may take us a little while to get that going. We're going to work on doing that. The other thing, we've been having a guest speaker. We're trying to get my mind up for every week until we get something more permanent. So this week, Mike, he is from the North Self-Aware Church. Paul and Teresa got that lined up for us, and we appreciate Mike and Paul and Teresa getting that done. It's a good opportunity for Mike, and it's a great opportunity for us. If you all would, be sure to tell him thank you as he is. But other than that, get to me.
Jenny, I would like to remember the Gerald and Judy McCauley. They lost their oldest daughter this past week.
Keep them in their prayers.
Jenny.
Yes.
Jenny.
Go ahead, Jenny.
This coming Wednesday, I have to go to the surgeon, and they're going to schedule. I'm
going
to have a total knee replacement.
Yeah. I'd like to remember my uncle. He fell and broke 3 ribs and punctured his lung, and his wife is blind. So I don't want to remember that.
Need to refer to.
Okay.
403, near the cross.
Thank you.
Dear Heavenly Father, Lord, we thank you for your many blessings, Lord. thank you for the love and the mercy and the gifts that you've given us, Lord. As we come to a time when we give back a portion of what you've so graciously given to us, Lord, we pray that you would bless it, bless the gift and the giver. Lord, as we look, we live in a time where there's a lot of war, a lot of sickness, a lot of disgruntled people. But Lord, we know that we always have your favor, Lord, that you watch over us and you protect us, Lord. But sometimes it's easy to lose track of the why, that there is the wars, there is the hatred, and it's all because of sin, Lord, because of the first curse, Lord. You didn't design this world to be here. You designed it to be at Eden, Lord, a wonderful place with none of the things that we have here today that we dislike. But you've also given us a way to go to another place, Lord, where there will be no wars, no sickness, no disgruntled people, and that's called heaven, Lord, through your Son. In Jesus Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
Burdens of are lifted at Calvary, first and last verse.
Burdens are lifted at Calvary.
Our Heavenly Father, we're so thankful to be able to gather in your house. And just, it's such a blessing to be able to be here and worship your name. Be with everyone that was mentioned on that prayer list. And we just pray that everyone gets feeling better. And we pray extra for Brother Lee. I don't know the man very well, but I can see the love that everyone here has for him. And Jesus, we just lift him up to you in prayer. Thank you, Jesus, for all you do for us each and every day. May everyone here receive a blessing today. We love you, Jesus, and we pray all this in your most holy and precious name. Amen.
Amen.
Yeah, on this page, we're gonna keep that tradition, I hope.
This world is not my home. I'm just a passing through. My treasures are laid up somewhere beyond the blue. The angels beckon me from heaven's open door, and I can feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know I have no friend like you. Heaven's not my home. Lord, what will I do? Expecting me, yes, that's one thing I know, 'cause I've made it right with Jesus many, many years ago. There's songs of sweetest praise drift back from heaven's shore, and I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, I have no friend like you. Heaven's not my home. Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. I can't feel at home in this world anymore. Oh Lord, you know like you. Heaven's not my home. Lord, what will I do? The angels beckon me from heaven's open door. I can't feel at home in this world anymore. And I cannot feel at home this world anymore.
Amen. That's a good song. Sounds to me like Brother Lee is very gifted, able to pastor and be able to sing. He is truly right. This is not our home. We're just passing through here. Well, good morning to everybody. It's good to see everyone out here. I tried to introduce myself to everyone. My name is Mike Mungie. I'm a member out at Suffolk Christian, and I enjoy being able to talk to everyone about the Lord and pastoring about it. Today, I'd like to ask you, do you all use GPS? I bet everybody in here uses GPS. My son used the GPS this morning following me. It's like, where are you going? He said, what church are you going to? I said, well, you just keep following the GPS. My little wife, she goes out a lot of places and cleans. And if it wasn't for GPS, she'd never make it. She goes to these places. She's been there a bunch of times. She'll get turned around. Just last week, she's called me. She's been to the animal doctor over in Danville a million times. And poor thing called me the other day and was just lost because GPS took her in the wrong direction. GPS will take you in the wrong direction, but this will take you in the right direction. The Lord gives us the GPS right here. Direction of where we need to go. What we need to do. Today I'd just like to talk to you a little bit about heaven and hell. A question was asked not long ago and I overheard it. Well, I don't hear much about hell in the Bible. Well, hell is something that nobody wants to hear about. I don't want to hear about it. I don't want to know about it. But it's real. Heaven is real. Hell is real. So as we talk about it this morning, we want to talk about heaven first. I want to bubble you all up, let you know about heaven, let you know about the good stuff, and then we'll talk about, well, you know, the other. But it's something to be talked about because Jesus tells us about it right here. I want to start off out of Matthew chapter 6, verses 9 through 13. And I think most of us know this. Our Father which art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread. Forgive us our sin, our debts, as we forgive our debtors. Lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil. For is their kingdom, the power, the glory, forever and ever. Amen. So Jesus gives us instructions. He tells us to go off into a quiet place, wherever that may be, wherever you like to go. I like to pray. I'm a service guy. I'm in a truck a lot, so I pray a lot in my truck. On the way to work, on the way home, on the way to a job, pray, Lord, I can get this job done this heat. But he gives us instructions right there on how to pray to get to heaven. Heaven is a wonderful place, y'all. I think about it all the time. He explains this to us. We read in John chapter 14, verses 2 through 3. Let not your heart be troubled. You believe in God. Believe also in me. For in my Father's house are many mansions. If it were not true, I would have told you. I go to prepare a place for you. And if I go to prepare a place for you, I will come again, receive you unto myself, that where I am, there you also may be. Jesus tells us he's gone to prepare a place for us. And there's many mansions in there. Can you imagine that? I got a good house. I'm sure everyone here has got a pretty decent home. Keeps us warm in the winter. Keeps us cool in the summer. It's a decent old house. But it's not forever. It's not eternal. As the song he sang, this is, we're just passing through. It's not our forever home. This is where we're at here. I get lost with my notes. Apologize to you. Revelations 21, verse 21. This tells us about heaven. And the 12 gates were 12 pearls. Every several gates was of one pearl. And the streets of the city was pure gold, as it were transparent as glass. The streets are made of gold, transparent as glass. Can you all imagine that? Every gate is of pearl. Everyone here likes pearls. Could you imagine that? Beautiful white lights, the pearls gleaming off of it. The best of all is Jesus is there. We get to dwell with Jesus. We just need to make sure we do the right things. We need to accept Him in our hearts. Make sure we try to do good, love our neighbors. I think about heaven a lot. There's a song out on Air One in heaven. I'm homesick for heaven. And I really like that song. I hear him sing it a bunch. Sometimes I get to thinking, sometimes we get troubled. We worry a little bit and I get to thinking, man, you get to heaven, you get with Jesus. We don't have to worry about any of this. God gives us free will, just like it says right there. Your will be done. Even though we have free will, we need to do the will of God. We need to do what's right. Revelation 21, verse 4. And God shall wipe away all tears from their eyes, and there shall be no more death, neither sorrow or crying, neither shall be no more pain, for the former things has passed away. And he sat upon the throne and said, Behold, I make all things new. And he said unto me, For these words are true and faithful. The words are true and faithful. He tells us right there. Can you imagine? No more wars. I heard the elders and everyone mention the wars. Wars are real, guys. This is bad. People are dying. They're fighting over there. No more cancer. Your pastor's in the hospital. He's in bad shape from what I hear. There's no more of that. And he sounds like a wonderful man. Where he's going, there's no more of that. Let's pray that he makes it back. But there's no more sorrow. No more pain. There's no more worrying. There's no more bills. There's no more arthritis. You get up for heaven, you get right up, you get moving. You ain't got to get up and, oh gosh. I mean, I get up that way too. You don't got to get out here and work in this heat. No more struggling. Could you just imagine? Who wouldn't want to go to be there? Who wouldn't want to get on this wagon? Who wouldn't want to believe in Jesus Christ? Tell me this. Jesus went to the cross, died for our sins, gave His life for mine, for yours. I believe it because I read it and I study it and I want you to too. I love Jesus and I'm so thankful He's in my life and I hope He's in yours too. John 14, verse 6, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No one comes to the Father except through me. All we have to do is accept Jesus in your heart, in your life. Trust in Him. Accept Him. Try to do the right things. Don't continue to go out here doing the bad stuff. There's not no perfect person. There was only one perfect person. That was Jesus Christ. He went to the cross. He died for us. So that we may have everlasting life. All we have to do is accept Him. And it tells us right here. No man can come through the Father except through Him. He tells us right here in this Bible. This is our GPS. This is our direction. This is what we need to go by. We need to live by this. We need to do it. Because I'm telling you, hell's not a good place. So we know about the streets of gold. We know about the gates of pearl. We know what we have to do. We know to accept Jesus in our lives and do the right thing. Jesus gives us free will. Free choice. We need to choose Jesus. Because hell is real. And it tells us in the Bible that hell is real. Did you know that 90% of everything we know about hell, Jesus tells us. Jesus tells us about hell. He doesn't want us to go there. It's not like he's waiting, he's watching. Oh, you did that. You're going. No. It's not like that. We have free will. We do the things that causes us to do it. And it's up to us to repent and go to Jesus. Matthew 25 verses 46 tells us that when we go away, then they will go away to eternal punishment, but the righteous to eternal life. I couldn't imagine eternal punishment. There's no way. Couldn't imagine it. I want to dwell with Jesus. I want to walk on those streets of gold. I want to see the pearly gates. And I know every one of you in here want to as well. I know you do. I'm telling you, there is a heaven to receive and a hell to shun. I want to receive heaven and I want to shun hell. Like I said, Jesus gives us free will to choose which way to go. Right here is our GPS. Study it, read it, learn it. And I'm learning more and more as I get the opportunity to come in here and speak to you all. A lot of this I didn't even know until I learned it. Until Jesus put it on my heart. The Lord just put it on my heart to talk about this today. And I'm telling you, hell is just as long as heaven. And hell is just as real as heaven. It's real. Everybody thinks about the good. Everybody thinks about all the good stuff of it. But I'm telling you, hell is just as real. And I don't want to go there. I don't want no part of it. And I don't want nobody here. Nobody. I don't want my worst enemy in that place. I want to tell them about Jesus. I want to tell them that Jesus loves them. Talk to Him. Pray to Him. Accept Him in your heart. It doesn't matter what you've done. It doesn't matter how bad you've been. Accept Him in your heart. He will work on you. He will work with you. Once you get Him in your heart, once you accept Him in your life, He does the rest for you. That's not a magic trick. You know, you go get baptized and boom, everything's great. No. But I promise you this, every time you do something wrong, you know it, you feel it. And that's the Holy Spirit inside you telling you, hey, you ought not be doing that. And I'm thankful for it. I'm thankful that I've accepted Jesus in my life. Luke chapter 13, verse 28. There will be weeping there and gnashing of teeth. Oh, Lord. Weeping. There's people going to be down there weeping. My God, why am I here? Why have you forsaken me? Could you imagine dying and waking up in this place? What did I do? But I'm going to tell you, there's other people that's going to be gnashing of the teeth. And they're going to be bashing God. Even right there, they're going to be bashing God. Why have you put me here? Why did you do this to me? But if I was to die tomorrow, and I did wake up in this awful place, I'm going to be the one weeping and not gnashing. Because it was my will that I did wrong. And I didn't do it in the Father's will. But I pray for you, for everyone else, and for myself, that we just know that Jesus loves us and He went to the cross and died for us. And we don't have to go to this awful place that I'm telling you about. But Jesus tells us about this place. Let's spin up where I'm at because I get there. in Revelations 20, verses 15, says, "And anyone whose name not found written in the book of life was thrown into a lake of fire." A lake of fire. Why? Why would you want? Well, why? So simple. Jesus died, went to the cross. Accept him in your life. I don't want to be in that lake of fire. The Bible tells us exactly, right there, all about him. And then it says in Matthew 7:23, "And then will I declare to them, I never knew you. Depart from me, you workers of lawlessness." Y'all, I don't want to hear that. I don't want you to hear that. I'm here to tell you about Jesus. I'm here to tell you Jesus loves you. And Jesus tells us about this because he doesn't want us there, guys. He wants us with him. He wants us to do it. He goes to prepare a place for me, for you, for everyone here, for everyone here. In our Father's house, there are many mansions. We have a mansion there. I'm ready for my mansion. I want to go to that mansion. I'm not perfect by no means, but I know I accept Jesus in my heart. And I love it. And I hope you have too. I got a story I want to share with you out of the Bible. Luke chapter 16, verses 19 through 31. I'm sure everyone is pretty aware of this story. But I just feel like it fits right in with this little sermon. "There was a certain rich man who was clothed in purple and fine linen and fared sumptuous every day." And that just means, you know, he dressed nice. He was just always out there looking good and fared sumptuous every day. So he's just doing good things, eating well. "But there was a certain beggar named Lazarus, full of sores, who was laid at his gate, desiring to be fed with the crumbs which fell from the rich man's table. And the dogs came and licked his sores." Lazarus laid at that rich man's table. All he wanted was a crumb or two off his table. The rich man wouldn't even feed him. Wouldn't even look at him. The dogs came and licked the sores off of him. Just walked past him. He was too good for him. That ain't what Jesus wants. He wants us. Jesus wants us to feed him. Jesus wants us to feed the people that are hungry. Help them the best you can. "So it was the beggar died and was carried by the angels." Oh, hold on, let's see what it says here. "So it was that the beggar died and was carried away by the angels to Abraham's bosom. The rich man also died and was buried. And being in torment in Hades, he lifted up his eyes and saw Abraham afar and Lazarus in his bosom. And then he cried and said, Father Abraham, have mercy on me and send Lazarus that he may dip the tip of his finger in water and cool my tongue. For I'm tormented in this flame." So he looks up and he sees Lazarus. The rich man's in this tormenting place. He's in Hades. He's burning. It's so terrible. There's not enough water to dry his eyes, to help in his eyes. He just wants a tip of water on his tongue. I don't want to imagine that. I don't want to be in that place. And that's why I read this Bible. That's why I tell you today, heaven is real and so is hell. But Abraham said, "Son, remember that in your lifetime you received your good things, and likewise Lazarus' evil things. But now he is comforted, and you are tormented. And besides all this, between us and you, there is a great gulf, fixed so that those who want to pass from here, you cannot, nor can those from there pass to us. So it tells us we can see if we're down there in hell what's going on in heaven. But you can't pass it. And I'm here to tell you, I don't want to see no one there. And I don't want to be down there looking up there. Don't. Jesus died. He went to the cross for us. He took our sin. A man that knew no sin took our sin. Then he said, I beg you, Father, send him to my father's house. I have five brothers, that he may testify to them so they don't come to this place of torment. Guys, hell is real. It's so real that that rich man was down there in the lake of fire. He says, please, go tell my brothers. Go tell them of this place. Tell them to be good. Tell them I don't want them here. Please go tell them. I'm telling y'all, hell is a real place. Hell is just as long as heaven, and hell is just as real as heaven. But I don't want to go there, and I don't want you to either. Heaven is real. So is hell. So what do we need to do? We need to repent. We need to accept Jesus in our life. If you haven't accepted Jesus in your life, today's a great day. All you have to do is repent. Bring him into your heart. And he goes from there. Be baptized. I'm sure that you can be baptized right here. I don't know. But I guarantee you can. This is a Christian church. What's stopping you? What's keeping you from it? If you haven't done it, give your life to Jesus. He loves you. He went to the cross. Went through a lot. I think about it. When I think about what Jesus went through for me and for you, I mean, it's awful. I just hope today, by hearing this little message that I put together out of this Bible, out of my heart, that you would just draw a little closer to Jesus. And if you have him in your heart, and you know someone that's hungry, you can just feel. Give them a little something to eat. Help someone that if you can, within your means. And I learned in the Bible, just because the man was rich, that didn't mean because he had a little something he went to hell. It's the way he treated his goods, the things that he had that were good. It's what he did with the things that God provided him with that were good that sent him to that place. So again, I just want you to know that just because you may have a little something, and we all are very blessed, I'm sure, it's what we do with it. I hope today that everyone gets a blessing from this. I thank you all so much for allowing me to come into your church. You all have been very nice to me. Thank you for letting me come in and deliver this message. And that's all I got to say about it. I don't know if you'd like to close with prayer, if you'd like to close with song.
Invitation song is going to be number 312.
Okay.
Lord, I'm coming home. thank Brother Mike for coming this morning.
Thank
before
you,
we have the closing prayer. Come back to us anytime, you and your Leslie family.
Thank you. Thank you. Would you like me to pray?
Closing prayer, yes.
Heavenly Father, again, we're so thankful to be in your house today. Thank you for the people that came out to receive a message. Most of all, Jesus, thank you for going to the cross, dying for my sins, for our sins. A man that knew no sin took ours. Be with everyone that was mentioned on the prayer list today, Jesus. Again, be with their pastor. Put your healing hands on him, Jesus. Keep him comfortable, Jesus. And everyone here would love to see him come back here. Be with everyone this week as they go about their week. Hopefully they can take the message that was delivered and apply it to everyday life. Be with everyone as they travel home. Let them have safe travels. And be your will, Lord. Bring them back here next week. Jesus, we love you and we thank you. We pray all these things in your most holy and precious name. Amen.
Amen.